This strategy is basically aimed at keeping you from looking at the actual science, said Connett, adding this advice. The evidence that fluoride causes harm is growing, but before city councilors get bogged down in trying to understand which side of the argument has the best or most accurate information, they need to answer the question, do they have the right to do what a doctor is not permitted to do, that is, to medicate people without their consent? No, they do not have the right to force medication. To put a medicine in the drinking water defies many aspects of medicine. You can't control the dose. You can't control who gets it. It goes to everybody, including bottle-fed babies. According to a 2012 meta-analysis conducted jointly by the Harvard School of Public Health and China Medical University in Shenyang, studies strongly indicate that fluoride may adversely affect cognitive development in children. All but one of the 27 studies involving more than 8,000 Chinese school-age children indicated that high fluoride content in drinking water negatively affected cognitive development. Children in high fluoride areas had significantly lower IQ scores than those who lived in low fluoride areas. At least 49 studies investigating the relationship between fluoride and human intelligence conducted by November 2014, along with a total of 32 studies investigating the relationship of fluoride with animal learning and memory in animals, were listed on the fluoridealert.org website. Out of the 49 human studies based on the IQ examinations of more than 11,000 children, 42 found reduced IQ associated with elevated fluoride exposure. 30 of the 32 animal studies found fluoride impaired both memory and learning. The studies provided evidence that cumulative exposure to fluoride can cause damage to the developing brain of both children and animals. Other more limited work in the U.S., such as a 2006 National Academy of Science report, also concludes that fluorides have the ability to interfere with the functions of the brain and the body by both direct and indirect means. Fluorides also increase the production of free radicals in the brain through several different biological pathways. These changes have a bearing on the possibility that fluorides act to increase the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, states the report. The National Academy of Science report includes recommendations that the EPA lower its limit for fluoride in drinking water from 4 milligrams to 0.7. The report warns that even at 2 milligrams, severe fluorosis can occur, and that a lifetime of drinking water with fluoride at the 4 milligram rate could increase the risk of broken bones. Another study in 2006, this one carried out by the National Institutes of Health, NIH, suggests that drinking water with more than 2 parts per million of fluoride can cause damage to liver and kidney functions in children. The effects on the brain may also be dire. Fluoride seems to fit in with lead, mercury, and other poisons that cause chemical brain drain. The effect of each toxicant may seem small, but the combined damage on a population scale can be serious, says Philippe Grandjean, an author of the NIH study.